Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salam. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر مثل الحي والميت أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام رواه البخاري ومسلم. My dear respected listeners, I've just narrated a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has been mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi in his Sahih and Imam Muslim. Please listen attentively, inshallah there's so much we can learn from this very famous and simple hadith. And the tashrih and the commentary of this hadith, inshallah I'm going to inshallah elaborate on, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us, inshallah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ. مَثَل, example of that person who remembers his Lord, who remembers Allah, and the one who does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ is like that person who is alive and like that person who is dead. Amazing hadith. Kya matlab is hadith ka? Ke misal un logon ki jo Allah ko yaad karte hain, wo aisa hai jaise wo log jo zinda hai. Allah ko yaad karne wale, Allah ka zikr karne wale, jinke dil mein Allah hai, jinki zindagi mein Allah hai, wo aisa hai goya ki wo zinda hai. اور جن لوگوں کی زندگی میں ذکر نہیں ہے, اللہ نہیں ہے, وہ ایسا ہے گویا کہ وہ مردہ ہے. in those people who don't have Allah in their life, don't have Zikrullah in their life, they are like those people who are dead. What has the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned here in this hadith? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned the spiritual state of a human being. One is a physical state. Any person who is alive, the doctor will say, "Bhai, he's alive. He's zinda hai." And soon as he's dead, the doctor will say, "Bhai, he's dead. The heart stopped. This is what happened." I'll tell you. But in this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our spiritual doctor, Ruhani. He's saying that if you have zikr in your life, if you have Allah in your life, then spiritually you are alive. And if you do not have Allah in your life, you have no zikr in your life, then spiritually you are dead. Spiritually you are dead. So, it's all about to wake up the human heart. Wake up the human heart. Someone's collapsed, the doctor will give CPR. Give him CPR. What about if you are spiritually dead? What's the CPR for that? Agar hum ruhani taur par murdar ho chuke hain, what does that mean when a person is spiritually dead? You know, a person inside feels very empty. Very empty. The only satisfaction they get, and that is called temporary satisfaction, is when they commit a sin. When they commit guna. And soon as that guna is done, then they're back into that emptiness, they're back into that darkness. The only time they get a bit pleasure is when they take that spliff, when they take that drug. Only for that second, for that moment. After that, it becomes empty again, their life becomes. The only time they get that temporary satisfaction is when they take that bottle. You know what I'm talking about? That sharab. They take it and they get that bit of inner buzz. After a while, after that is done, that emptiness, that darkness. The only time, may Allah protect us all, they get satisfaction is when they commit zina. Otherwise they get no satisfaction. And that zina is for a while. Then after that, that is done, they're back to that emptiness, they're back to that darkness in their life. So, and a person lives his whole life like that sometimes. Whole life. And because of that, then there's divorces in his family. May Allah protect us. Because all these things, it creates what? Divorce. Everybody completely, cut off with family. You'll take that person into prison. You might even person go to rehabilitation center. You may make that person completely alone. And we are not in times we can start pointing fingers at other families. We all have problems. It's all about doing tawbah and making dua for everyone, for our own families and for our own children and for our own grandchildren as well. Because what environment they are going to face, Allah help us. Abhi to kuch mahol hai. Abhi kuch wahi elderly aur waliden hai jo keh rahe hai apne bachcho ko ke ye sahi hai aur ye galat hai. لیکن وہ وقت نہ آ جاوے کہ ہم نہ رہیں او کو کہنے والا بھی نہ رہے. گھر میں ماحول نہیں تو پھر کوئی کون کہے گا. وی فیل بائی لائک ایٹ بگن وی ہیڈ ایلڈرز وی آر ویری ادب ایون ڈالز وتھ فیسز وی ناٹ ہیو ایون ڈالز وتھ فیسز دے ول چک اٹ آؤٹ نو فوٹوگرافس نو ڈالز نو دس. اب تو چل رہا ہے برداشت ہو رہا ہے ہم تو تھوڑا برداشت کر رہے ہیں لیکن there's a limit. But then when we are not here and that limit is crossed, تب تو گناہ بھی ہوں گے اور کچھ نہیں کہیں گے. That's when he's going to, may Allah protect us. May Allah protect us. At one time the elders would say, we'll accept. Now we're going to a time when elders, same thing, bhai, what to satya gaya hai. Allah maaf kare, but that is happening. When the elder says, why he's lost it. He doesn't know much of the dunya anymore. We are more advanced. We are more progressive. But how can you be more progressive? Most progressive person is that person is looking for that person's future in Jannah. That is progressive. Jo tumhari mustaqbil jahannam ke liye taiyar kare, wo progressive nahi hai. Chahe maa baap ho, walidain ho, bhai ho, behan ho, koi bhi ho. It's not the way. It's true. We have no ibadat, no Allah in our life. The only time we have Allah in our life is when someone passes away. Usak dotin Quran khatam kar lenge, phir khatam. Then back to normal. Then back to normal life of no namaz, no salah, no ibadat, no worship. Why is Islam just for that? Okay. So let's be careful. Create the mahol at home, brothers. Create the environment. My Allah give me the tawfiq. Allah give everyone the tawfiq. There should be boundaries. There should be limits. You don't want to, just like we sit down under the dasturkhan, our scholars say, mashallah, with our grandchildren, with our granddaughters, grandsons, and we all sit in the dasturkhan. Question is, are we going to be on the same dasturkhan in Jannatul Firdaus? What about on that dasturkhan, we're looking for our grandchildren and they are not there. We're looking for our brothers and they are not there. We're looking for our sisters, they are not there. They are not there. Why are they not there? May Allah give us a tawfiq to understand. So, a person becomes spiritually dead. Okay. Now there's another word. It's called yaqadha. Al-yaqadha means to be awake. Jagna. When does a person become awake? We probably say, "By I go to sleep at 10 o'clock in the night, now I'm sleeping, and when I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, for some 12 o'clock in the afternoon, for some 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when I am awake." No. That's just the bodily function that works every day. In Islam, in deen, in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Rasul, because that's our life, listen very carefully. There is a moment in one person's life when he realizes why he's on the face of this earth and what is his destination. When that moment comes, that is the moment that person is alive. When that person in one moment in his life, he realizes why he's in the world and what is his destination, he is alive. Ek ghari insan ki zindagi mein aati hai. جس وقت اس کے سامنے حقیقت آ جاتی ہے کہ میں دنیا میں کیوں آیا ہوں اور میرا منزل کیا ہے, اس دن وہ شخص جو ہے جاگ گیا. اس دن وہ شخص جاگ گیا. That day he is awake. Now for some people they are awake at the age of 15. And they awake at the, because at the age of a youth, Allah gives certain youth such tawfiq, they understand the purpose of life and where they are going, right from the very tender age of 10, 14, 15. Unko kuch kehne ki zarurat nahi padti. They understand why Allah has created them. For some, they awake at about 25. For some, they start being awake at the age of 35. For some, they are awake at the age of 40, because they think life starts at 40. Listen to what I'm saying here, very important. For some, they become awake at about 55. For some, 65. And for some, they remain asleep throughout the whole life. They remain asleep throughout the whole life. This Ramadan is coming. This whole month of Ramadan is the purpose to wake us up. Remind us of our purpose of life. Remind us why we are here and what is our destination. Allah Ta'ala makes a mention of that in the Quran Kareem, this awakening and this jagna and this sleeping. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. Allah فرماتے وہ لوگ گمان کرتے ہیں کہ وہ جاگے ہوئے ہیں حالانکہ وہ سوئے ہوئے ہیں. I'm awake, but in reality I'm asleep because I've not understood my purpose of life. I've not understood why Allah has sent me in this dunya. I've not understood where am I going. And that type of life is called ghafla, neglect. Allah mentions the Quran Kareem, majority of us, wa aktharuhumul ghafilun, are in the life of neglect and ghaflat. So the question is, how are we going to wake up? You know, that's the thing as well. I don't want to just talk about sleeping and dying. It gets a bit too doomy and gloomy. So in the Quran Kareem, there's always two-way traffic. When Allah talks about guna, sin, jahannam, immediately Allah talks about the people of iman, the people who do amal salih, then the outcome in jannah. Allah talks about both ways. So in a taqreer, in a bayan, nasihat ever, don't just do one way, both ways. This is the usloob and the tariqah of the Quran Kareem. So how are we going to wake up? Allah wakes us up in two ways. One is by force. One, we are sleeping deep sleep, meaning we've not understood the purpose of life. In our own life, in drugs, guna, sin, no namaz, no ibadah, just normal, like animals, wake up in the mornings, eat, sleep, drink, work, go eat, sin. Salah has no concept in our life. Ibadat has no concept in our life. Hukukul ibadah has no concept in our life. Allah has no concept in our life. So how we wake up? So two ways. One is by force. Allah will wake us up by force. How does Allah wake us up by force? This is what I want to talk on today, inshallah, in this couple of minutes. If someone's not waking up, what do? We throw water on them. We throw water on them. No, wake up. Tamacha. Uja. Nowadays we can't do that, but chalo. But Allah slaps us. Allah slaps us in a way. By where's the slap? I can't see no slap here. I'm not. When we are completely dead or we're completely asleep, Allah slaps us because we are unaware of what we hear from the dunya. Allah slaps us in a way through calamity and through musibat. That's when we wake up. We're living a life of guna, sin, no namaz. And suddenly what happens? Our close member family passes away. My brother, my sister, my wife, my husband, my father. And immediately you're going very well. Immediately you're struck with a terminal illness. You had a heart attack. Allah, it shakes us up. And how many people, they probably listen to bayans for 2 hours and 5 hours and conferences. It has no effect. But that one calamity, that one musibat, one person passing away from our family, one illness and bimari has changed that person in one night. Jag gaya. He become awake. Ah. He's become awake. Jag gaya. Allah ki nazar mein jagne wala kaun hai? Jisne apne maqsad ko pehchana duniya ke andar. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. My purpose now is Allah. And I know so many people through experience even here, they've changed their lives like that. Wo pakke namazi ban gaye. Pakke tilawat karne wale ban gaye. Pakke zakir ban gaye. Pakke shakir ban gaye. It's not because they went for 5 months or 6 months. Just one death in the family, just one illness in the family, or one personal illness in the family, and it changed them all. And that person changed, the whole family changed. So one way Allah wakes us up is by force. So whenever we go through musibat, think of it as a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah hame jaga rahe hai. Abhi jaag jao, main aapko, Allah hum par raham kar rahe hai. Ye azab nahi hai, ye raham hai.
Dunya mein jo kuch ho raha hai, ye Allah ki taraf se hota hai. Whatever happens in the dunya from Allah, Allah is telling us, now you just wake up. Because tomorrow could be your turn. You got life. You got, as long as we got life, this life, my brothers, is the most precious commodity and ni'mat Allah has granted us. Because when this is gone, then it's too late. Then we will beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, send us back into the dunya, Allah. I will just recite one subhanallah. That subhanallah will have no qadar at all. إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم يبعثون. That time when we say to Allah, I'll just recite the kalima again, I'll recite the la ilaha illallah again, I'll say subhanallah again, Allah will say these are just words, it won't mean anything anymore. Because the imtihan is in the dunya, after the qabr is darul jaza. There's no darul amal anymore. Whatever mawqa and opportunity we gain in this world, do it now. That person who is alive, that person who has Allah in his life. And the second way how we can wake up is voluntarily. Voluntarily, I'm going to give you examples of that. Meaning, present yourself in front of Allah and be ashamed of yourself. Express your shortcomings in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing guna and sin. Just stand in front of Allah and express your shortcomings. No matter what we've done, how we've been saying big buzruk I am, or how amal I've done, I'm going to give you a couple of examples, inshallah. It's amazing. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not commit a sin, would not commit guna, sarapa 100% khair and goodness, all his sacrifices for the deen, all his ibadat and everything. He spends a whole night, every night in tahajjud, and his feet get swollen. Okay, he's presenting himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, why are you going through so much taklif and difficulty and pain in standing in front of Allah? All your sins are already forgiven. Why are you doing this? Why are you going through all this? What does he reply? He replies by saying, Afala akuna abdan shakura. I just want to say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ah. What does he say? He doesn't say, you know, it's farz upon me. He doesn't say it's farz upon me. He says, I just want to say thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama mentioned this is an amazing point. Listen very carefully. He says, one great scholar, he says, even if namaz was not compulsory upon us, even then it was compulsory for us to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because each limb in our body, that is a ni'mat of just one eye. Ask these doctors and surgeons, what is behind this one eye? What is the mechanism behind this one eye? What is the karigari and the manufacturing behind this? Just one eye which Allah has given to me and you, we will be dumbfounded. We'll be dumbfounded. That requires thank you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask that person who doesn't have one eye. Ask that person who can't see. So Allah, let's express our shortcoming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To feel ashamed in front of Allah. Meaning, Prophet what is Prophet expressing by saying, I want to say thank you to Allah. He's saying, no matter what I'm doing, it's never enough. What I'm doing is never enough. I'm going to give you another example. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, what a great sahabi. His virtues. Prophet mentions, لَوْ كَانَ بَعْدِي نَبِيٌّ لَكَانَ عُمَرٌ. If, remember the word here, if there was to be a prophet after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But there is no prophet after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. That's our aqidah. If anyone claims to be a prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are liars. Closely against the Quran and Hadith teachings. But what I want to mention, how many countries he conquered during his time? Amazing. How many systems he built? The benefit system, the hospital system, the prison system, the bridge system, everything during his zamana. Now this is what I want to mention here. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an, a sahabi, he was given the names of all the hypocrites at that time, all the munafiqs, secretly. He was given all the names. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala an. He did not mention to anyone. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he goes to Hazrat Huzaifa and says, Oh Huzaifa, Is Umar's name on that list? Allah. Inke paas munafiqin ke jab naam hai. Hazrat Umar kya? Mera naam to usme nahi hai. Mera naam. Why after doing so much, me and you itna kar do, hum to sabse bade ala hai. He is saying, is my name not on there? Why did he mention this? He mentioned this because he thought to himself that I've done nothing. I've not done enough. What is he saying? He's presenting his shortcoming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is when a person gets realization of who they are. These people were awake. Ye jaage hue log the. They were not asleep. So I would just like to conclude and mention, when a person's whole life is spent in negligence and ghaflat, in guna and sin, and he has no zikr of Allah in his life, he has no Allah in his life, then that person, mathalul mayyit, is like a dead person. Allah mentions in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Allah says, whoever turns away from my remembrance, he has no Allah in his life, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. We make their life very, very narrow. Unki zindagi bari tang ho jati hai. Kya matlab iska? Iska ek matlab hai ki unki zindagi mein chahe kitna saman ho, kitna maal ho, lekin unki zindagi mein koi barkat nahi. There's no barkat in that person's life. There's no sukoon in that person's life. Another interpretation is that the life of the grave becomes very narrow for him. Kabar tang ho jati hai. Dono pastiyan ek dusre mein ghus jate hain. Why? He had no Allah in his life in the dunya. And not only that, Allah then further mentions, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Hum unko jama karenge qiyamat ke din andhe. We will gather them on the day of qiyamah blind. That person will do shikayat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why have you gathered me blind? I was able to see in the dunya. I had eyes. Allah Ta'ala reminded him by saying, كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتُهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah will say, اسی طرح ہماری آیتیں, ہماری نشانیاں, قرآن کی تلاوت آپ کے سامنے ہوتا رہا, آپ ہمیں بھول گئے. Our verses came to you, our signs came to you, you forgot us. Then Allah will say, وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today you will be forgotten. آج تمہیں بھولا دیا جائے گا. I'm going to give a perfect example of this. You know, if you're in trouble, you never done it. You know, you're in real trouble. Look, you go to that person. Look, you were there. You seen me. Help me. And that person says, who are you? I don't know you. Who are you? I don't know you. That's how Allah was saying. Who are you? I don't know you. Go. In the dunya, we can go to someone else. We can have someone's refuge and someone's protection. On the day of Qiyamah, there's no protection besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are we going to run to? So I end with the hadith where the Prophet mentions, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ. That person who remembers Allah in the dunya is like that person who is alive. And that person who does not remember Allah in the dunya is that person who is spiritually dead. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand our purpose of life. And with the month of Ramadan coming close, let this month of Ramadan be a means of our forgiveness and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Hayya 'alal-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi dawwara biqudratihi az-zaman وقدر المقادير من شعبان إلى شعبان وجعله توطئة لبركات رمضان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنجينا من عذاب النار، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الأتقياء والأبرار، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الأخيار. أما بعد، فيا معشر الإخوان، قد حان عليكم شهر شعبان، وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: احصوا هلال شعبان لرمضان. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قلت يا رسول الله، لم أرق تصوم شهرا من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ذلك شهر يغفل الناس عنه بين رجب ورمضان. وقال عليه السلام: وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم. وأما حال السلف الصالح في رمضان، وكانوا إذا دخل شعبان كانوا يقولون على مصاحفهم وقرؤوها، وأكثروا زكاة أموالهم ليعينوا غيرهم على طاعة الله، وأكثروا فيه من القيام والصيام والذكر، وتركوا الكثير من مشاغل الدنيا. وكانوا يقولون عن شهر شعبان: إنه شهر القراء. وقال الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه الأم: إن الدعاء يستجاب في 5 ليال، في ليلة الجمعة وليلة الفطر وليلة الأضحى وأول ليلة من رجب وليلة النصف من شعبان. وقال عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كان أحب الشهور إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يصومه ثم يصله برمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيا أيها الناس فصوموا واجتنبوا عما تعود الناس فيه من البدعات، فإنها محرمات وسيئات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا، وقال تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي السودان وفي الهند وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، وامكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
صفوں کو درست کر لیں، مل مل کے پڑھیں، straight in the rows, fill the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. دعا کے لیے درخواست ہے. عبدالحی سورتی پچھلے دو ہفتے سے ان کا اعلان ہو رہا ہے, طبیعت ان کی کافی زیادہ خراب ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بھی صحت تندرستی نصیب فرمائے. اسی طرح ہماری مسجد کے مصلی سہیل لاچیا, ان کی والدہ بھی بہت زیادہ بیمار ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو بھی صحت تندرستی سے نوازے. اسی طرح جتنے بھی لوگ بیمار ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ سب کو عافیت صحت تندرستی عطا فرمائے. اللہم ربنا اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا وزي المسلمين وعنا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء والمسلمين. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم آت نفوسنا وزكيها انت خير انت وليها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ودمها. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك الحرام واعطنا بالدين السواء. اللهم اعط كتابنا بايماننا وحاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. وصلى الله وسلم برحمتك يا رب.